Okay, how do I start this off? We just got a hot non-farm payroll. It's, my next guest analyst, it's Craig Milanos. He's the CEO and founder of the Wealth Management Group up in Chicago. Craig, thanks for being on, but I know what you're going to say. Always bet the over.
Always bet the over, 303 versus 200. But maybe you and I ought to start breaking these Friday shows down based on revisions, because last time I checked, when the scorecard was all said and done for 2023, we lowered the jobs data by more than 500,000. I think this 303 is probably a false print, and it's going to get knocked down in the months to come.
Have we seen the revisions for last month's number today at all? No.
I'm sorry?
Have we seen the revisions for last month's number yet?
I haven't seen it come across my tape yet.
Yeah, because I'm looking forward to it. I haven't seen it. Well, I mean, my initial reaction is the stocks won't like that. What do you think?
No, I don't think stocks should like this. I mean, I don't think it's material enough what I'm seeing to change the narrative just yet. But, I mean, it's undeniable that we've had this week, you know, we had some great ISM data, manufacturing, reminding everybody that manufacturing isn't in contraction, but it comes at a cost. It comes at a risk of higher raw material prices. You, Scott Schillati, have talked about the threat of oil and geopolitical tensions for months. Boy, that is certainly here. It was a stealth move.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm not that bright, but I mean, we talk to a lot of great people on the show all the time, and you know, I probably interview between 10 to 15 people a day out there, and it just, you know, the inflation, the overarching feeling is the inflation is sticky. We got a risk to the oil to the upside here. They're talking about tapping the strategic reserve again. You look at CPI slowly but surely ticking higher. I mean, it just everything points in the direction of maybe sustained, not really high, but sustained to slightly rising inflation going forward. I don't know what you think about that, but it just feels, and you know, and that's not going to make anybody feel any better at home because they don't care. I mean, even though inflation is at 3.1 or 3.2, whatever it is, I think it's 3.2, the last CPI read, but nothing's gotten any cheaper. It's still getting more expensive, just slowly getting more expensive, slower at a slower pace. So we've got in this compounding, you know, over and over, year over year, inflation that's shot food prices up 34% since 2020 and energy 33% since 2020. And it's not going down.
No, it's not. You know, and at the end of the day, I think, you know, for investors who are out there, there's investors, there's consumers, maybe we're actually both. You know, when I think about this week, it comes down to, is that glass half full or is that glass half empty? And to build on your narrative, you know, this week, I got a little bit of both, didn't I, Scott? There's no doubt. We had great news in the manufacturing sector, but in the same way, I saw devastating potential signs for the consumer when PVH, that's formerly Phillips Van Heusen, you know, the company, the parent company of like Tommy Hilfiger, yeah, Calvin Klein, and other brands, boy, their numbers were absolutely terrible. And then obviously tech didn't like the terrible deliveries from Tesla, right? That didn't help anybody. And then away from that, the oil story stealthily climbing to where it is, it's a worry. But I got to say something. This jobs data, the labor participation data, all these things that are coming out, it's showing me that we have an economy that is so incredibly resilient. I think the soft landing is still here. We just have a temporary misalignment between a PE on the S&P trading at 21 and the reality that maybe the over-under on Fed rate cuts, which is 2.5, maybe I ought to start betting the under at 2 because it's more and more likely we're not going to get 3.
You're right. I don't know if we even get any, but 86.50 in oil, basically right about now. Look at gold. It's 2,300 and change. I'm just going down my screen here because it just finally rebooted. But let's see. I have the indices hanging in there. I don't know about you, but maybe they haven't updated on my screen. But
No. The indices are hanging in there because I think, you know, everyone's taking a look. You know, I mean, the wage pressure wasn't terrible. The unemployment rate, 3.8. I mean, here's what I didn't want to have happen today. In fact, let me just tell you, you know, too hot would have been an unemployment rate under 3.7. Too cold, of course, would be something crazy that would never happen. Jobs under 50. I mean, this isn't terrible. It's just not ideal. But I think people just need to take a pause. And especially if you're listening and you have an IRA, you have a 401k, you're an investor, you're saving money for your kids' college, I just implore people to really take a look at something I'm passionate about right now, which is maybe add some equal weight or some min-vol strategies into your portfolio, and also take a peek at where you're at in duration. I know we might not be getting the Fed rate cuts we're talking about, but this market is probably primed to have some people seek some safety, especially with the issues in the Middle East. So having some longer duration treasuries as a trade is probably a good place to be right now.
So before we go, I know what it means, but why don't you explain equal weight versus not equal weight real quick for everybody? You got about a minute.
Yeah. So, I mean, everybody, when we have our core of our portfolio, which for so many investors is going to be a dirt cheap, low cost index, think of it as the S&P 500. There are different versions to that. The S&P 500, you and I talk about on radio, what we see in the paper is capitalization weighted. Cap weighted meaning the largest companies with the largest market cap, meaning stock price times number of shares, control the index, they influence the index. So today, as goes the Magnificent Seven, so goes the S&P 500.
Right.
But there's a different choice. You could also equal weight the S&P 500, where every stock is 1/500th of the index, as opposed to several big stocks literally being 8-9% each of the index. And when you do that, it's going to give you access to broad-based equities, but at a lower valuation. And ultimately, corrections are about correcting valuation. And that's why I think people should be looking at in today's market.
Right. Awesome stuff. I agree with you there, too, 100%. You've been talking about that for a while. So I appreciate you coming on. Friday's the best morning to be on this show because we have a lot of economic indicators, always the big ones. You always put it straight for us. Thank you very much. Craig Bolanos, he's the CEO and founder of the Wealth Management Group in Chicago. We are going to go away. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to come back and talk more after this.